You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Kia ora, Rob. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Oh. Thank you so much for asking. Where are we going in the world of weirdness today?
See how more relaxed I'm trying to be.
You're so zen. It's so zen,
right,
Rob.
Well, that's all going to stop right now because I've got a bit of a controversial list here. New Zealand's favourite and worst tasting vegetables list has just been brought out by Yates, who wanted a bit of light relief after the election, right?
Yeah.
So about 4,500 people voted. Now, if anybody out there listening voted, I'd like to hear about it.
Okay, 5395.
Now, straight away, there's controversy.
Okay.
As the tomato was most favourite, clear, it was number one.
Really?
It's a fruit.
It is a fruit. First of all, it is a fruit.
It develops from the flowering part of the plant and contains seeds.
Therefore, it is a fruit.
You know what this is? This is Bird of the Year Mark II.
It's the bloody bat. We do love that little bat.
I'm so glad BFM office people didn't get involved in this because it would have been
treacherous.
Yeah, it would have been awful.
It would have been a whole thing. You know it's going to be Bird of the Century this year?
They're doing the steaks.
It's the most London thing I've ever heard you say, sparrow. Bird of the century. Yeah, the stakes are going to be high. I'm expecting true controversy to come out of that one.
There's rumblings already.
The campaigns are heating up.
Anyway, so we've already got tomato. Right, this is the most ridiculous. Right. What's our next one?
Tomato, broccoli.
Oh, yeah.
Kumara.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Carrot.
Yep. These are all classics. Peas, yep.
Spinach.
Spinach.
Cool. Asparagus.
Yum.
Beetroot. Cabbage and silver beet.
I'm impressed that cabbage made it on the list because cabbage is kind of disliked widely by a lot of people.
You just wait, right?
Oi.
These are they actually said the most hated vegetables, but I don't like that word. I'm going to say, pardon me, dislikes.
The least liked.
I just messed up. Right. These are the most disliked in order. Kale.
Oh, come on.
Okra.
I love okra.
I don't even know what that looks like.
When you cut it, it's like shaped a little bit like a star. I don't think you would like it, Rob, to be fair.
Broad beans.
Yes, correct. Disgusting.
Wait, you don't like broad beans?
Bad.
That's like, for me, number one treat at Christmas time.
You're kidding.
Is the broad beans.
It's like a slippery little horrifying mess.
How are you cooking it? This is what I would like to know, Stella.
Boiled.
Yeah, but just very lightly. Just like flash boiled.
No, I don't like it. No.
Where are my broad beans people at? 5395, back me up. I can't be the only person who loves a broad bean.
Right, swede, celery, silver beet, asparagus, beetroot, and cabbage.
So hang on, beetroot and cabbage made both lists.
Yeah.
Wow. So
and asparagus.
And asparagus.
Yeah.
I love asparagus.
Not again.
I'll tell you one thing I know. Is
do you not like asparagus either?
Do not.
Stella!
There's an aftertaste that I just like. Give me a bean. Where's the beans in that list?
Broad beans.
Wrong.
Oh my
not
God.
That one.
No Brussels sprouts on either list.
Maybe people are just surprising. Neutral on Brussels.
Because they're actually trees. I just made that up.
Oh, see, I'm so gullible, I believed you. Yeah. I was like, well, at least they got that one right. Didn't get the tomatoes right.
I mean, personally, I just eat peas. That's the only vegetable I eat.
That's also checks out with your sparrow content. Peas and
you only eat them with mint too?
Yeah, minted peas. Oh, you can't get minted peas all the time like you can't get strawberry or raspberry jam now.
Yeah.
Just what is going on in this country.
And minted peas are the best way to eat peas, though. I agree with you there.
Yeah. So I'd like to know what people think about that.
I'm already quite surprised at some of the things. I'm realizing the least liked list really resembles a lot of dinners I ate with my grandparents, which is maybe why I like a lot of the vegetables on there. I love silver beet. I love celery. I think
celery's celery
a bit,
too.
Celery's a bit of a chore to eat, but it's tasty.
I like it. I like a crunch.
I know. It all depends if you lob something in the middle bit, like peanut butter.
The almond butter in there is my number one. Because I like peanut butter, but it can be a bit too much sometimes. So a little almond butter, bougie moment, that's the one for me.
Right, now I've got one quick story that I really like to say because this made my year. Right, 6 years ago, an Oxfam shop in Swansea pleaded for no more copies of the Da Vinci Code. but would love to take some vinyl, right? Because they're vinyl. So a Scottish visual artist, David Shrigley,
after
reading about it, started a project. He collected 6,000 copies of the novel, then had them pulped and turned into 1,250 editions of George Orwell's 1984.
Oh, that's a very David Shrigley thing
now,
to do.
Here's the real clever bit, right? He's selling the first 250 copies in the Oxfam shop in Swansea for £495 each. Then the rest are going for £795 each on his website. I hope he's giving Oxfam a sizable donation.
I imagine that the ones in Oxfam are probably all just going straight to Oxfam. That's what I'd assume.
What an amazing thing to do.
He's such a crack-up guy. He's in some bands as well. One of those sort of fine arts nerds who did some bands. Some of them are good, some of them are not so good. Someone says celery with almond butter and raisins is a delightful snack. I don't like raisins. That's my controversial opinion, but I appreciate what you're doing there.
It's a small grape.
I like a sriracha on top of it.
Oh, my.
That's a good vibe, I reckon.
Shredded cheese and tomato sauce.
Oh, yeah. That's a very Rob combo, but I would eat it. That sounds good. Louis reckons that lettuce is not on the best list is very controversial.
Agreed, Louis.
You can put it on nearly everything, and it makes it taste super good.
Cos lettuce. Who came up with that?
Cos lettuce what?
Don't worry about it. Sorry. I'll tell you later.
Yeah, I agree, Louis. Also, someone said, would asparagus be so popular if it was available all year round?
Correct.
Makes you think.
Economics, am I right?
Scarcity mindset, blah, blah, blah. But also, I think that's right. Some food, we've got to get like the Italians. You only eat tomatoes fresh when they're in season, and then you can them and you eat them canned for the rest of the year. We've also got someone saying, where are the sugar snaps?
Which exactly.
As I agree, they're like the ultimate treat from the veggie aisle.
Oh, they're like squashed up peas, aren't they?
Yeah, and they literally taste like a lolly. They're so good. They've also said that they love broad beans. Thank you very much. And that kumara is better than broccoli. Which
exactly.
I agree with that. But why is broccoli number two and kumara is number three? That's very sus list.
Everyone get out and vote, because what's this?
Yeah, this is why you got to exercise your democratic rights, guys.
Why is peas fifth? No one's talking about that, are they?
Open the discourse.
Justice for the peas. Thank you very much, Rob, for bringing us some controversial vegetables this morning. What tune have you picked for us?
It's got to be, yeah, I've actually got a new one out, and it's called Dream Job, which I've got doing this.
Hell yeah.
We get down to the sound of a singular mind, and we like criminals when criminals are treating us kind. For the subliminal freaks with their invisible style who can't smile, you're on trial. I place a bet on a game knowing no one will score, and break a sweat watching the greats dragging their feet on the floor. Is it ambitiously weak to be proficiently poor and still smile when on trial? But still, it's ace, top, mid, boss,
that's boss,
class, sweet, geese, not bad. So lay waste to your superiors to lighten the mood, or kowtow to your inferiors for fear you'll look rude. If you don't, are your interiors as perfectly skewed as mine are? Maybe I'll show you sometime. But oh my God, it's ace. Just look at my face. I'm on top of the world. Of course it is.
Boss.
Why can't we travel in business class? Pass the pot because life is
sweet.
So neat it can't be beat. It's
geese.
Latin is decent.
Not bad.
It's alright, yeah.
Step into my office.
Bullinger by Yard Act, picked for us by Rob this morning. As someone's pointed out on the text machine, where are the potatoes at on this list?
That's right.
That's quite shocking. Potatoes are the number one vegetable, really, aren't they?
Kumara, I suppose, is like the fun cousin.
Yeah, kumara's the sophisticated cousin of a potato, but both are excellent in all ways that they can be cooked. Thank you very much, Rob. We'll see you next week.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.